Praise the Lord. Let's all stand, if you will. Just bow our heads down in prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we say it so many times, but we mean it. It's a grand privilege, Lord, to be able to gather with saints of like precious faith, Lord, in your gracious holy name. Lord, we appreciate it, Lord, and we want you to have your way in everything that's said and done. Lord, just have your way in this service, and we'll give you all the glory and honor. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Where are our Only Believe books, page 259. 259. It's a new course. There's sunshine in my soul today, more glorious and bright than glows in any earthly skies. For Jesus is my light. Oh, there's sunshine, blessed sunshine. When the peaceful, happy moments roll, when Jesus shows a smiling face, there is sunshine in my soul. Oh, there's music in my soul today.
Glimpses of truth, thou hast.
silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, I will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me. Spirit divine, open my mouth and let me bear gladly the warm truth everywhere. Open my heart and let me prepare love with thy children thus to share. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me. Spirit divine. Amen. It took me a while to catch that. Yeah. Silently now I wait for thee.
Yeah.
Ready, my God. Thy will to see. Is that your desire?
Yes, amen.
Amen. Want everything that He wants in my life.
Oh,
open my eyes, illumine me, Spirit divine.
Yes.
Amen. Page 17 in our little capstone books. Amen. What a joy it is to serve Him.
Yes, it is.
Hear the blessed say, amen. Come unto me, page 17. Hear the blessed Savior calling thee oppressed. O ye heavy laden, come to me and rest. I'm no longer dead. Christ will sanctify you if your claim is vain. Hear me and be blessed. Amen. Regardless of stepping on your toes, you're blessed. Amen. You're blessed. Wanting to overcome the things of the world. Amen. His blessings. There's many a blessing. Amen. We're thankful. Brother Hamilton, would you take up the altar this evening? Amen. Hear me and be blessed. Hallelujah. I consider it a great privilege to hear him. What he has for me. Amen. We'll give the glory to Jesus. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his love and tell of his love. We'll give the on our heart. As an individual, we thank
God. May 15th.
Capstone Lifetime Record Book. When I think of how he came so far. Who? Ask our brother to come. Sing a little chorus. Sweep over my soul. Amen. Sweep over my soul.
For a moment of prayer. Lord, one more time you've given us to come, and we're just so thankful. Lord, we just humbly ask that you could take these few precious words that you've laid upon my heart as an exhortation, Lord, to stir our hearts, Lord, and to keep us in tune and to keep us enthused, Lord, with what you're doing in this time. And Lord, may we always continue to make ready for that great day that's coming, Lord. Lord, may we continue to give it much thought, Lord, and much prayer, and diligently seek you, Lord, to find your will and what you want for us, Lord, in this last few moments of time. And Lord, we just ask your blessings to your precious word now, and ask you to have your way in the remainder of this service. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen. While you're standing, if you'd like to, I'm going to turn over to the book of Joshua this evening. Just a little exhortation. I won't hold you very long this evening, but just to stir up our minds and the hearts and to keep us pressing on. Amen. So thankful for what God is doing for us. Amen. So here in the book of Joshua, in the first chapter, if you'd like, we'll start there. We'll start there at the seventh verse and read what God was speaking to Joshua. He says, "Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand nor to the left, that thou mayest prosper and whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. And have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage? Be not afraid, and neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. May the Lord bless you in his word. You may be seated. What a strong message to Joshua. And you know, as long you look back at that and you see that, don't turn to the right, don't turn to the left, stay right with what I've told you. And how that message still rings true today. And how we see that as the prophet come on the scene, and our pastor was reading that, I believe it was Thursday evening, when he was speaking about that. And he said, say what I say, and don't mix it up, just take it the way I brought it. And how God's still pushing forth that same message. Don't tamper with my word. Don't mess with my word. Leave it the way it was, and it'll produce exactly what it was meant to produce. And how we see that in this age, and how grateful we are to see what God is doing in our hearts and in our lives. And you know, I just can't help but as we look and we see, as our pastor was mentioning this morning, how he's been preaching about the new birth. And how, you know, I was thinking back, and you know, you put yourself in his shoes. We've heard these things many times, each and every one of us. But only God and ourselves truly know where we stand as an individual before God. We know our hearts, we know our thoughts, and he knows more about us than we know ourselves. But God knows what to keep bringing. And I want you to think about that. When Noah was building that ark, can you imagine what his message was? And how many times he probably repeated the same message. It's going to rain, and you better repent. And this is the only way to safety, is to get in this boat. And how that rings out as you look back through time, and you see any time God was going to do something, we see the same message was repeated over and over. Why? Because it was the urgency that was pressing in at the time. The days were getting shorter and shorter, and there was less time to get it right and to get it made right and to get it corrected and get it in tune with what God was wanting and expecting. And we can even look back to Moses' time and the children of Israel coming out of Egypt, and we see the same thing as the plagues begin to come, and then as that death angel was going to pass through the land. That message was going forth, and it was going forth, and it was going forth. And oh my, the land was in a turmoil at that time. And how we see that, how bleak it must have been. And you know, Brother Branham said something here in the message, Letting Off Pressure. This was preached June the 9th, 1962. He was talking about Israel. He said, let's take a look at Israel the night of that Passover down in Egypt. That was the most horrible night Egypt would ever see, the night of the Passover. That death angel was in the land. The screams were coming from everywhere. People in the streets screaming. Mothers pulling their hair, and their youngest, oldest child had just died. Big black wings of death angel was floating through the land. But Israel could sit just as calm as they could be. Why? There was a people just like the Egyptians. They had walked in God's provided way. They had accepted God's way of refuge. And they had applied the blood to the door. And as long as they walked in this way, God's provision, they didn't have to worry about any kind of a death angel or anything else, because they had the promise of God that that death angel would pass over them. And I want you to think about that. Here they sat as calm as they could be with the turmoil that was taking place around them. But they had an assurance in their heart. Amen. And it was vindicated because they could look at that door and see that blood was smeared across the mantle. And they saw that. They had a deep, steadfast assurance that with, although it was taking place, and I can imagine they could hear the screams of those mothers. They could hear all that was taking place around them. And they could see with their natural eye. Maybe they peeked out a window or something. They could see the chaos that was taking place. But yet they didn't just settle them. They were settled with a soberness in their heart. And we see what day we're living in. And we see all that we know that's going to come upon this land. And we see little things beginning to maybe turn more. As we say, we see a decline in such human decency that has never seen before. And we see all of this just falling away from us. And just The world is falling apart. God sent a prophet and had him preach that message how many times? This world is falling apart. And the things that were spoken then, we see the true reality more today than was happening in that time. God's prophet, looking in the distance, could see everything. He knew what was coming down the line. God was allowing him to see different pieces and parts of what we were going to be standing in. But as we stand here today, we can have that same calmness. And that's what our pastor's up here, as he's bringing this word back, and as the Holy Spirit, and I'm going to leave our pastor out of it and say the Holy Spirit, because I believe if it's God's word and God is laying it on a man's heart to bring it, it's God speaking to his people. The men have nothing to do with it. We're just the voice that gets to be used. And we get nothing from it. But God is bringing back his own word and making sure that in this last age, and as we sit here under the anointing of that Holy Spirit and God's word is ringing out, it's that same thing as just like God speaking to Joshua and telling him, you absorb all that's in that law. And don't you turn to the right and don't you turn to the left, but you stay right with it 100% the way I told you to do it. And it'll bring forth, and the Lord thy God will be with you wherever thou goest. What a promise and what a consolation. And we can look back and see that God kept that promise to Joshua. And saw that wherever his foot stepped on, God gave him that piece of ground. And God fulfilled every promise that he told him he would do. And we're living here now in this time, and we see all this going on. And Jesus, when he was here, he spoke a lot of these things. And I was looking back through the scriptures at the warnings from Paul right before he was taken, and Peter, the things they were writing, and how that message continually to observe what we've told you, obey what has been spoken to you, and apply it. And you know, as we, Brother Branham had made a statement here, as this was in the message, identification preached February 1664. He said, now I want anyone that must be, we're living in the days when identification is required. And you can't, unless you're known at the bank, you can't cash a check unless you have something to identify yourself. And I know my wife, she can't cash a check yet. When we get our check, we put it in the bank, but she don't cash it because she doesn't drive. She has no social security number, nothing to identify herself. So therefore, it's a hard thing for her to cash a check. You've got to have some official identification. And I think it's just that time that we're living in. And if you notice, if you go to a certain denominational church, like a Methodist, a Presbyterian, a Lutheran or something, you have to have something to identify yourself if you're going to speak. You have to have a credential, a card, a fellowship card, or something that they know where you come from and what you're going to say at the platform. You have to be identified. It's an identifying age. Now, all of that just happens in the natural to only a type that's going on in the spiritual. We also, the Christian church itself, which is of no denomination, but a nature. That's like how you put that in there. Amen. Sometimes the littlest things get slid in at the right time. Amen. He says, which is of no denomination, but of a nature. It is the mystical body of Christ, and it's identified, and it bears identification. Jesus identified himself, and we can go back through and see all the scriptures, how many times Jesus told them, look at the scriptures, they testify of who I am. Could look back and see what it said I would do that I have not done. And who can condemn me of unbelief? Look at the messages that's been coming on this new birth. And look at what we're looking for. It's an identification that's produced by that new birth. It's brought out that we have become by that predestinated divine nature. Is now taking part of us. We see this taking place. And that's the assurance. That is the ark that Noah had in his day. That's our ark for this day. That's the only means of escape, is for that nature to be on the door of our hearts and to be seen, not by just you or me, but by every passerby that walks by. They can see that that nature is on display and living in our hearts and in our lives, and how that brings that assurance. And as our brother, I'm sure he's going to get there as he moves on with this, if the Lord should tarry and it be his will. But that we can see that assurance. But you've got to know for sure, and there's no way to ever really know for sure unless you get examined really close. You know, you might think, your doctor told you you had cancer, and maybe you feel you beat the cancer and it's gone, so to speak. But there's no way to know that cancer is gone unless you get a real close examination. where they can get in there with whatever scans they would use to look for such a thing and find that and find out what it is. And that's what God's Word does. It is the greatest X-ray machine that you'll ever see. And it has a way, there is nothing that's not uncovered when it comes down into our hearts and begins to search. And it truly shows forth to each and every one of us exactly where we're standing, what we are, what we lack, and what we have need of. Just as that young man came to Jesus and he stood there, and Jesus looking at him loved him. And he said, but one thing you lack, Jesus, that great X-ray machine, because he was the Word. And he was standing there and he could see the one thing that was missing. And that's the same way when we come in these doors, this precious Holy Word is looking at each one of us as an individual, and it sees exactly what we're lacking. Amen. And the Holy Spirit is here to continually bring it back as a renewance to our minds to make sure we're catching it each time exactly what God is wanting to get us to, what we need to overcome, what we need to shape and to be conformed to that image of His Son greater. Amen. And may that truly be our focus as we move through these last few moments of time. We're in this world, but we're not of it. And oftentimes, as life seems to go on, we've been hearing preaching for years. We've been going to church for years. This world's been turning for years. But it's fixing to come to an end. Yes, we've heard that before. We've heard it said that time's going to end. We know this is going to happen. But we know we're closer now than we've ever been before. Amen. And things in the world may begin to look a little brighter. This wave might pass and life look pretty good again for a few months, days, years, who knows? We don't know what God has in His plan. But I do know this, that this thing that has happened was a great test to the faith that we claim to have as individuals. And how it may have come as a test to show us and to maybe wake us up a little bit. Do we have what we claim we have? And do we have the identification that's necessary for when this world begins to truly shake? And I believe that nothing happens by chance. God lets it all happen in time and to prove us and to test us. And oh my, how we should look at these things and how each test in life as it comes, every day we are going to face battles. We're going to face new circumstances. And every day we're either going to respond to it the same way we did yesterday, or we might have a different response if God is totally taking us and conforming us to His image. And how much we would see. I'm going to turn over here to Luke, the 21st chapter, if you want to turn with me and read, starting about the 25th verse. Very familiar scriptures. Amen. Luke 21 and 25. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, and the sea and waves roaring, and men's hearts failing for them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up. Lift up your heads, your redemption draweth nigh. And he spake to them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, ye see and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise ye, when you see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. And verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. And heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. And Jesus continuing on, he says, and take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all of them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. And oh my, what a warning he was pushing out there for us. And as we see this warning as he placed it here, we can see this warning continue. If we want to turn over here to, we'll go to 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, and read that. Amen. But we know these things are going to come. Our prophet expressed many things that and how things would happen. Now, I may not know for definite when it's going to happen or this is going to happen, but the thing is, Noah was there building a boat in a dry land, telling them people it was going to rain. It looked just like it does today. California is going to go into the ocean, God's prophet said. Now we look back and we look all around us and people say, oh, that's never going to happen. That's impossible. And all, look at this. Look, we're getting better. We're trying to get unity together. We're going to be a better people. All the fullness that goes around. Oh, you know, oneness of religion. That's the next thing. That's the, oh, maybe that'll solve all the world's troubles if we just had one religion. You see, all of these things that we know is going to take place, we see the shaping of it now. We see those things shaping up. But how Jesus is warning us, when you see all of that going on, you take heed to yourselves and make sure that you're not caught up with the cares of this life and being caught away. And how many times the other scriptures Jesus referenced that of those that are drunk or drunk in the night and all the different things that he said to us. But here in 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, Paul speaking, he said, but of the times and seasons, brothers, ye have no need that I write unto you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness that that day should overtake you as a thief. By God's grace, we have been enlightened. Even if we don't maybe fully understand some things, we know what God has said is going to happen. We've read it. We may have heard. We've heard it. And oh my, if God has dipped into our hearts the revelation that it's truly going to happen, and it's not just something we think that could happen, but we can rest assured in our hearts that it's going to happen. Amen. Just as much as we know that light, when you turn it on, it's going to burn, because in the natural, we know if there's electricity up there, it's going to come on. God's word's more real than that. If he said it's going to happen, it's anchored in the believer's heart that it's happened. It's going to happen. There's no question. It's just, when will it be? Amen. And he says, ye are children of the light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep. Listen at Paul's warning as he's putting it in there. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and of love, for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another. Amen. I want you to think about that. The warning, Paul, he said, I know I don't need to write to you of these times and seasons. And we're not of the day, dark. We're of the day. We're children of light. But nevertheless, look at the warning that he pushed out there to them. And oh my, how that should ring out in our hearts. We may know the word. We've walked with this. But this is the time to make sure that everything's right in tune. And oh my, you can look back at in the book of Joshua, when any time they got ready to go to battle or anything, how it was making sure everything was right in tune with what God had told them to get it ready to go. And how it ought to be in this day, how we should line up so carefully. And how we should make sure, if the Holy Spirit's got a reason to bring something, there must be something we need. And as we sit here, may we be as little birds and with that question on our heart, is it I, Lord? Is this me? Measuring up. And then if I measure up, and I see that x-ray machine is showing me that, oh, this is good. Oh, wonderful. Praise the Lord. But what about the next service? What's then? As that x-ray machine shines, am I looking? Am I truly looking and weighing? And then what if it does show up a little dark spot? That, oh, that needs to be done away with. Is my attitude, Lord, let me run quickly to get that taken care of, or just want to push that away? That's just who I am. That's how I think. That's how I respond. No, it can't be that way. It's got to come totally subject to God's precious words. Exactly, 100%. If we turn over here to 2 Peter in the 3rd chapter. Amen. Peter speaking here. The 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, and the 1st verse. Amen. The second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. And how many times Peter said that? as he was different places, he was stirring up your mind by way of remembrance. And oh my, I can't help but think when Paul said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, what he was seeing. And then Peter saying, I'm going to stir up your remembrance. I know you know these things, but I'm going to tell you again. And oh my, how thankful we ought to be that God's word keeps telling us again. Keeps it fresh and keeps it renewing to make sure that as we go into these uncertain times and as life goes on and things face us, how much we can stand with that calmness in our hearts and in our lives. And that calmness is expressed. You know, I'm pretty sure those children of Israel were sitting there with a soberness, but they knew that blood was over that door. And they knew God would honor his word. And I'm sure they weren't running around in there all scared in the house. Did we do it right? Do we got that? Is he going to pass? Is he going to pass? Is he going to? No. I think Brother Branham, even in one of his sermons, he said the Father was probably standing there saying, it's there. We put it just right. We made sure it was applied. And oh my, how we can take this precious word and look at it and make sure that it's applied, not only in our life, in our home, wherever we are, it's applying to everything God's got for us. Amen. But as we go on here in 2 Peter, the second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you in both, which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come last in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water, and in the water whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished. But the heavens and earth which are now by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. And the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heaven shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. And the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat? Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. And oh my, how as a people we're looking for this. And you know, Paul, as he said when he was speaking about his crown of life that was laid up for him, and he said, not for me only, but for everyone that loves his appearing. And oh my, I pray as the days go on, we might be on this earth for another year, another five, we don't know. But may the loving of his appearing become more greater in our hearts than it ever has before. And may this world grow more strangely dim than it ever has in our lives. When we can look around and see all that's happening. And how could we ever want to stay here? When we know what God has said is prepared and waiting for us over there. What a determination and a drive and an enthusiasm that ought to put in our hearts to give him all we've got, to make sure that we can finish the work that he's left for us, that we could get out of this whole world and go and enjoy all that he's prepared for us. But oh my, may we keep that on our hearts and our minds, that he's got a work for us to finish. He wants to see this word manifested in individuals. There's people that's been called to be a witness for him, that this life would live through, a people that would not just be blundering through following a prophet or following a message, so to speak, but following God's word and God's word being vindicated back through their lives. And it's bringing forth the revelation of this book out into reactions out of a people. Here in the message, Be Not Afraid, preached June 20th, 1962, Brother Branham was speaking. He said, I just wished all the church of the living God could feel that way about it tonight. We'd just be in such grand unity for the coming of the Lord, which I believe is near at hand now. I believe we're living in the very shadows of it. And if he doesn't come today, I'll be looking for him tomorrow. And if he doesn't come this year, I'll be looking for him next year. Just whenever. I want to be looking every minute for him coming. And carrying on doing just what I can, but still believe that he's coming anytime. Being prepared for it. And I think that the preparation of the church should stand in that status at all times. That we should certainly be watching for the coming of the Lord. And if nothing else, may we stir up our minds to remember, as all these times go on around us, it don't matter what shape this world gets in. It don't matter how bad the economy gets. It don't matter what's going on around us, rioting, whatever's taking place. The one thing that matters is that I'm watching for that coming of the Lord, and that I'm making sure that my identification lines up with the credentials that's necessary to leave this old world in the twinkling of an eye. And oh my, it may, you know, with some of us as we live here, some have been so bold to say that they're not going to die, they're going to go in a rapture in this message. Only God knows that. I don't know if I'll live to see the rapture take place. You don't know if you'll live to see the rapture take place. But I want to know one thing, that whether I'm awake or whether I sleep, my life backed up what this word said it should be, that I'll make sure that I'm there on that day. But oh my, how we should speak carefully with God's word, and how we should monitor it and make sure that it's lining up in our hearts and in our lives. And as our, we see the Holy Spirit pressing this word back to us and back to us and back to us, we should never get tired of hearing it. And how it ought to create such an assurance, but also a steadfastness in our hearts. And you know, as I was sitting here this morning and listening to our pastor, and how it wouldn't hurt us, saints. You know, we've come from different ways and different places. And it's one thing, you know, we've talked about people, they get going in the service and it's just amen, 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 and they can't even hear what the person's saying. They're just amening so they can be heard. But as we sit here under the anointing of the Holy Spirit and God's word's coming forth, remember, you're not amening the man, but you're amening God's word, and amen, so be it to me. And how we should maybe be a little more vocal and let God know he's looking at us. Yes, he knows our hearts. But as we said here in our pastor, do we agree with it? You know, as a pastor gets up here and tries to bring his message and we get awful quiet on him, he don't know if we're with him or not. And you know how we should not be ashamed to say, Lord, I believe that. Amen. Let it be to me according to thy will, Lord. That's the truth. That's the truth of the matter. Not that we want to create a scene and, oh, I want everybody to see me saying amen, but we get so quiet sometimes. Do we believe what we claim to believe? Can I say amen when that word's coming cutting and I know it's the truth? And maybe I see that I've got a short place. Maybe I see I got a place to climb. But can I still raise my hand and say amen, that's the truth. Amen. Let God see that Lord, I don't want you to think I'm just saying it. But Lord, I agree with that 100%, that that's exactly the word to me. It's not about being seen or being heard. But oh my, it's just like singing and praising the Lord. We don't sing and praise to be seen of others. But God's looking down, and oh my, if he was standing here in person, I'd want him to see my hand raised. I'd want him to see that love going back from me, that joy on my face, and oh, a true worship to him. Not that somebody else would see me, but God is. It's all about him as a relationship. And oh my, as we're sitting here, it's an individual affair. I'm not sitting here so brother so-and-so can hear me say amen, or I can really agree with our pastor. But no, I'm agreeing with God's word and God's word to me. And oh my, may we think about that a little bit. It might encourage us, maybe put a little enthusiasm in us. You might find you say, amen, brother, that's the truth. And you watch God honor you sometime. Maybe strike your heart with something a little greater. Just step out there and grab a hold of it and say, I know that's right. I know that's the truth. That's exactly God's word. Amen. You watch God vindicated and honored. Amen. But oh my, he's a real, real, real. Amen. Let's all stand, if you would, you sisters, can come to the instrument. Amen. I feel his Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Just a few words. Pray it'll stir our hearts. Amen. But remember, that warning never stopped. Noah never stopped giving his warning. Then Joshua, when they were marching, it never stopped. That warning kept going out. Amen. And oh my, may we take heed and be ready Be prepared, soldiers. We're not of the darkness, but we're of the day and in the light. Amen. Let's just sing that little song, I Can Feel His Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus said it is expedient for me to go away, but I'll send you another comforter to guide you from day to day, so they tarried at Jerusalem for power from on high, and that same Spirit that
assurance to know that you are one. Amen. That'll raise and your body will change in a moment, a twinkling of an eye. Amen. That was really good. I appreciated that. Amen. That precious message. And, you know, because sometimes you don't understand. You know, you're hammered at something. You're hammered at something. And you think, well, I'll try to go here and something else. And yet you feel the Holy Spirit. Nope. Stay right there. Then you try to go again, and the Holy Spirit's pulling you right back the same direction. And now you think, and I've even questioned the Lord before. I said, Lord, why do I have to go back into this? You know, but again, He knows all things. You know, He knows everything about us. And as has been said many times, He knows way more about each one of us than we know about ourselves. He knows what we have need of. He knows where we're standing before Him. And realizing it, maybe it's because of the age we do live in, you know, because it is the most deceptive age. And if it wasn't for God's grace hammering and chiseling on us, maybe we'd be deceived, you see. But He's given us that last moment, that last chance, last opportunity to get right with Him and make sure everything's okay. You see, and saints, I'm sure everyone standing here with me tonight, I'm sure, you know the hypocrisy that's going through the land today. You know it is. The pretense, the make-believe, and there's nothing real there. You know, and the prophet is, through his word, through the scriptures, has taught us plainly that it isn't the laying on hands and people being healed and that makes them genuine. No. That goes with a genuine. But that alone, it don't make you elected, predestinated because it happens in your life. Because a man can stand behind a pulpit and preach fire and brimstone and mind just bring on a big show, it don't mean he's predestinated. By no means it does. It's the life, friends. It's the life of that precious word being manifested. And surely we know those things. Surely we do. You know that I know there's many times people look for that thing. There's people I know in the message, friends, that I could take you to the home tonight. and they'd get excited about it. They're looking for mighty signs, wonders, and miracles. That's all they're thinking about. As far as their life, conforming to the image, exact image of His Son, it's not talked about. It's not really a desire burning. It's just they want to see something like Pentecost had. You know, they're jumping and screaming and shouting and speaking in tongues and doing mighty powerful things. And just think you can have all that and still not have life. It's something, isn't it? But the precious Holy Spirit is pressing our hearts to make sure the life is there. The token is on display, as a brother talked about, you know, missionaries, things. That death angel is going throughout the land. Oh my, how serious a time we live in. And no wonder the prophet brought that message, desperation, after he brought the token. How true. Oh, people ought to be more desperate now. Because that is the only thing that's going to carry us through, is that token. Nothing else will. Only the token. And what is that token? The literal life of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, help me. Don't let me miss it, Lord. Don't let me miss it. I can't rely on me ministering. I can't rely on me because people love me and I love them. No, I can't rely on that. The word must be revealed to me and it must be vindicated in my life. I trust you feel the same way and understand the same thing. Amen. Through this, saints, we'll make it if we stay true to that word. Amen. I could get up here and say, like some people would say, well, you do what I say and you'll make it in. No, you do what the word says and you'll make it in. Amen. Not what I say. You see, you do what God said to do. Follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Let Him dip it all into your heart. Tests and trials, sure we have tests and trials. You know? And you're not going to go without them. Tomorrow you may have a terrible test and trial. Are we looking and trying to be a people that ain't going to have tests and trials? No. Remember, you have an understanding. They're precious. They're more precious than gold. Isn't that something? More precious than gold. They have a test and trial? Absolutely. Yes, it lets you know where you're standing. But it's kind of just human nature to try to push away and not have those things happen to us in our lives and troubles and problems. But friends, that lets you show and let it be seen what you really are. You know? Let you know where you got to climb a little higher in Christ. So don't push them aside. Say, Lord, let it be to me according to thy will. Amen. Oh, my, my, my. How many's had a miracle happen in their life? Oh, hallelujah. A miracle. Glory. The greatest miracle that could ever happen in a man or a woman's life is be filled with the Holy Ghost and have a new birth. The nature of God living through our life. Oh my. They say, oh, ain't you got anything to overcome? Sure, there's things in my life to overcome. Still need to overcome. But as the Lord reveals things to me, I press, make sure those things get taken care of, you see. Make sure everything is just the way God wants it to be. Your desire also. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Precious Heavenly Father, again, we want to thank you for your love, your mercy, your precious grace in our hearts. So thankful for the word, Lord. Even the message tonight, we appreciate it with greatness, Lord. And Father, may we never get tired of hearing the Holy Spirit press on us and press the Lord and clean our hearts out, our lives up, that will be exactly what you want us to be. And Father, we know this takes a special people, that Lord, it can stand this chastisement. For they that can't take chastisement is a bastard. Lord, you're not their father. But Lord, they're your children, you will chasten them and make sure everything's all right. I can't help but to think oftentimes, Lord, that a man or a woman that really loves their child, and maybe they've got an unruly child. And Lord, they may see things in their life that needs to be mended and they need to walk in a better way. And Lord, if they really love that child, they just don't say, I just give up on it. I'm just going to let it go and just hope it turns out to be the best it can be. No, Lord. If we love that child, we will keep right on it and make sure that they understand and they know the right way to walk. And keep pressing, Lord. And press right along beside of them to make sure everything is going to be just the way it should be in life. And that's the way, Lord, a pastor feels many times. And Lord, and sometimes, Lord, children, they get a little upset at us because they don't understand. They can't see the big picture. All they can maybe see is a tiny little picture. But Lord, sometimes you let the ministry see a bigger picture than the sheep see. And Lord, they see the importance of what should be done in their lives. And we pray that, God, we constantly pray for them and ask that you would nurture them and help them and give them understanding and to fill them with your Holy Spirit. Father, may they understand it's all still you, Lord, watching over them. It isn't man. But it's the Holy Ghost watching over them. Lord, you promised your Lord acted. You'd never leave them or forsake them. And Lord, even when they were in that condition of, Lord, maybe we should have been forsaken, you still loved us, Lord. You loved us when we were steeped in sin. And oh, God, it was your love that brought us out of sin. And how we appreciate that so very much. So we ask that you would bless us now and go with us and keep us safe, Lord, and bring us back again at the next appointed time if you should tarry and if it would be your precious will, Lord. Bless us now in your holy, gracious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Can you sing with me? It's worth it all to be a child. Even though you have some things you have to overcome, maybe some problems, mountains you have to go over, maybe some valleys you got to cross through, it's still worth it all to be his child. Sure is, friends. There's nothing on this earth worth losing your soul. Amen. Let's sing it. It's worth it all to be his child, to serve him through each last long mile. Worthy it all to feel his power and know he keeps us every hour. May the Lord Jesus richly bless you.